We ought to take refuge in our Lord. Let's turn now in the Scriptures to Luke, the Gospel of Luke in chapter 15. We'll read from God's Word there, the whole chapter. The Gospel of Luke chapter 15, we'll read verses 1 through 32. Luke 15, 1 through 32. Let's hear now the word of the living and true God. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near him to listen to him. Both the Pharisees and the scribes began to grumble, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable, saying, "What man among you, if he has 100 sheep and has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open pasture and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost.' I tell you that in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, if she has 10 silver coins and loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin which I had lost.' In the same way, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." And he said, "A man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the share of the estate that falls to me.' So he divided his wealth between them. And not many days later, the younger son gathered everything together and went on a journey into a distant country, and there he squandered his estate with loose living. Now when he had spent everything, a severe famine occurred in that country, and he began to be impoverished. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would have gladly filled his stomach with the pods that the swine were eating, and no one was giving anything to him. But when he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired men have more than enough bread, but I am dying here with hunger? I will get up and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired men.' So he got up and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion for him, and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his slaves, 'Quickly bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring the fattened calf, kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found.' And they began to celebrate. Now his older son was in the field, and when he came and approached the house, he heard music and dancing. And he summoned one of the servants and began inquiring what these things could be. And he said to him, 'Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has received him back safe and sound.' But he became angry and was not willing to go in. And his father came out and began pleading with him. But he answered and said to his father, 'Look, for so many years I have been serving you, and I have never neglected a command of yours. And yet you have never given me a young goat so that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came, who has devoured your wealth with prostitutes, you killed the fattened calf for him.' And he said to him, 'Son, you have always been with me, and all that is mine is yours. But we had to celebrate and rejoice, for this brother of yours was dead and has begun to live, and was lost and has been found.'" Those are the words of God. Our Lord has no pleasure in the death and ruin of sinners. And this passage shows that He has great pleasure in sinners turning to Him in repentance. You see that Jesus was eating with the lowest of low in the society. And the Pharisees and scribes took offense at this. You see, no one is too low, too poor, too sinful for Jesus to come and change your heart to be His, that you would repent and come unto Him. He is the one who goes out to the sinner and the rejected and the neglected and calls them to repentance, to come unto Him, to be blessed by Him. And because of this, joy is brought to our Savior to save one sinner. To save you, if you would come unto Him, if you are not His. He shows that in two parables. The parable of the sheep and then the parable of the lost coin. And then he goes into this longer story about the prodigal son that illustrates the same exact thing. After the younger son went out and wasted his money with prostitutes, he was found at his lowest point with swine, which at that time they would consider the most unclean animal. And yet he sees his life situation. He finally humbles himself because he sees and he knows that in his father's house, the hired men have much more than he has being his son. And so if he just could come back and just be a hired person, that's what he would have. And so he comes back home, and upon, as he's coming, the father saw him in a distance, and the father didn't wait for him to come, and then when he got home, scold him for his stupidity and for his evil, wicked ways. But verse 20, you see that he runs to him, filled with compassion, he embraces him, he hugs him, and he kisses him. Because the Father never stops loving His Son. That's our Heavenly Father. He never stops loving His children. Even though great sinners, He still clothes us with the best clothes, the righteousness of Jesus Christ. If we could come, if we would come unto Him, and repent of our sins. He would dress us up with royal robes clothed in the righteousness of Christ. And He would take great joy in you, the sinner, who would repent and return to Him. And yet we in the church often perhaps are like the older brother who got angry and jealous. Because we see the wicked people, maybe they come into our church, they don't look well off, they look poor, perhaps. We've had people like that in the past. And they don't act like Christians. And yet we're tempted to be angry or even jealous when we rejoice, or God rejoices, or some of the saints rejoice over them because they're coming to church and worship that they would believe. And so here we're called to love one another as Christ loved us. And how did Christ love us? Well, He loved the tax collectors and the sinners, and He sat down with them and ate with them. So again, perhaps encouragement to hospitality that we heard a couple weeks ago from 1 Peter. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we're thankful in Christ Jesus that You are merciful to people who are low, who are sinful, who are dirty and unclean, who are wicked, and that You send Your Spirit and You claim such sinners to be Yours. For those of us who are Your children, You have done that with us. We are great sinners. And before You claimed us, we were even greater. We were wicked and evil, as we know, totally depraved. We would never seek You. There was no righteousness in us at all. And anything that looked good, outwardly speaking, was only dirty and unclean in Your sight and deserved the wrath of God forever. And so, Father, we thank You in Your mercy and Your grace that You have showered us with Your grace by Your Holy Spirit and by the word that we heard that we were saved having believed and repented and turned from our sins unto you, the living and true God. Father, you've blessed us with a great inheritance. And yet there may be even here, maybe many of us, we have this great inheritance now, and we're in some ways like the younger brother, though that's not the point of the passage here. We're like the younger brother, and we're squandering away the inheritance you've given us. You've given us everything. And we fail to go out and tell the message of the gospel to others, that they might have it, that we would rejoice with the angels over the one sinner who repents. We would rather stay with the 99 righteous and continue as we are. And Father, forgive us of those sins. And yet, Father, we pray, if there are any here who are lost, who are like the younger brother, who have lived their lives in wickedness, that you would bring them to yourself, that they no longer be lost, and you'd clothe them with the righteous robes of Christ Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. We pray that you would watch over us and care for us. We do pray as you command us to pray for our governing authorities. We pray for them, our rulers, any authorities over us, that you would save them. You would change their hearts. You would cause them to rule according to your word. And you would give us peaceful lives to worship you freely, and that the kingdom would grow by the preaching of the gospel. We pray for those who are sick, some who are recovering from their sicknesses, illnesses, diseases, any here who have cancer, even that we might not know about. That you would heal their bodies, and you would grant them strong bones and muscles that we might serve you all the more. And that we would not waste our bodies with the cares of this world, or the pleasures of this world, but that we would serve you with great zeal, knowing that we will have that eternal rest to come, which we have pointed forward to now in this the Lord's day, as we rest in you and worship you. Father, hear our prayers, for we do pray in Jesus' name. Amen.